This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Morning, Julian.
Morning.
What's going on?
Driving to work. Driving to work, boys and ladies.
Hello.
How you feeling?
I'm feeling all right.
Yeah?
Tuesday. I feel like it's a Tuesday.
I feel like when it comes to the chest, maybe things are improving a little bit.
Feels a day better than yesterday, that's for sure, Greg.
There we go.
Yes.
Day better than yesterday.
My God, I can hear the pages in the textbook flipping.
That's a Patriot way answer.
Every day it gets better.
Every day it gets better, doesn't it, Wiggy?
Day by day.
I'm just saying, that's like regular biology. Mm-hmm. Time.
How difficult is it on a week like this to get back and to be ready to play with only 3 days?
I mean, it's definitely a tougher week. You know, it's a quick week, and usually the team that prepares better has the shot of winning and getting your body turned over. And I mean, you end the gas. You kind of use all the gas during a Sunday, and then you need usually about 7 days to fill her back up, and you only have three. Right now is like a Friday, so you know there's a lot of mental work. You got to be mentally invested, because you don't necessarily get as much physical activity this week because you don't have the time to, you know. So it's all about the preparation and being able to take it mentally and learning an opponent once again, another week where we're playing a team that, yeah, we play in preseason a lot, but it's not really, you know, you're not throwing out schematics or anything. You don't really know them. So New York Football Giants, it's going to be a tough week.
We were talking to Tom yesterday about that game Sunday and about how it was basically a home game. Do players on the opposing team ever complain about the fact that their stadium is being taken over by essentially by masshole Patriots fans?
They don't say anything, but you could tell that they see. You could tell in their. It's a little defeating for them. You could just feel it.
Yeah,
you know, it's a pretty cool thing. I mean, I remember when we went to San Diego out in 14, and this last week, you know, it's legitimately like it was basically a home game. It gets you fired up, and, you know, the circus is in town, and all the Massey's got to come check them out in D.C. So, you know.
Were you signed? A phone. We got to get you a phone deal, like some kind of a phone deal.
Got to get him one of them cell phones that they used to be built into the car.
We need like Elon Musk to work on something technology-wise. Were you surprised, Julian, that Ben Watson got released yesterday?
You know, playing here for so long, I've seen a lot of stuff go down. You're never really surprised. You kind of keep your head down and just worry about what you got to do to contribute to the team. It's part of the business, and it's a sucky situation. But, I mean, yeah, unfortunately, you're never surprised.
A lot of talk the last week or two, I guess, with Tom Brady about kind of the young receivers and his confidence level in them and what they need to do. As a veteran, when you look at some of those younger receivers, how do you think they're coming along at this point, 5-0?
I think all of us, you know, are still in that improving phase and still finding our niche and what we do well and what we don't do well, and learning those things and working on those things during practice. I mean, the team right now than what we're going to be in December. Now, that could be good. That could be bad. We're still in that phase of trying to figure out what we are. So, you know, I put myself in that category as well. It's not just young guys. It's not this, that, and the other. That's just football, and that's this time of year.
So, Julian, you talk about the passing game, and I think Brady talked about it yesterday on the show, about it being a work in progress. You know, what's some of the main things that you guys got to really focus on to make sure you get the passing game, you get it rolling early and often?
I think it's just pass game details.
Yeah.
You know, depths, tops the routes, this, you know, and just like, if this happens, we got to do that. If that happens, we got to do that. And it's such a team sport that, you know, 11 guys got to do something right. Their job for 5 to 6 to 7 seconds. If one guy messes up, the pass play doesn't go right. So, or the run play, or the play doesn't get executed. So I think it's just still, you know, going to work, going to practice, practicing hard, and when you do that, you know, game execution becomes practice, or practice execution becomes game reality. That's something that's always said. So, you know, I think we just got to keep working.
We also talked with Tom yesterday about this defense, and he called it one of the best that he's ever played with. When it comes to defenses that you've been with here on the Patriots, where do you rank it?
I mean, it's still early. You know, it's you know, we've only played 5 games, but they're doing some cool stuff, and it's fun to watch, it's fun to be a part of, it's fun to see, it's fun to have. So you know, we'll leave it at that. You got so many players that have played together for a while. You got a good veteran group, you got a good young group. I mean, it's a unit that, you know, they're firing right now, and you know, we've leaned on them a few times, a lot, and they've had our back. And right now, I'm more worried about having our offense, you know, hold our end of the bargain up. So, I mean, after the season, I can answer that more.
Bill Belichick called you one of the most competitive players that he's ever coached the other day, and I was wondering if that came from Frank, or where do you feel like that competitive nature comes from, J.E.?
I'd have to say it's a combination of my mother and my father. You know, my mom's got that German in her that my grandma used to say she's meaner than a two-headed rattlesnake. You know, that kind of stubbornness that, you know, it makes you want to go out and do well, and it's like it's a gift. And then my father, with, you know, how he is and how he brought me up through, you know, practicing so much and just kind of, you know, if we didn't get it right, we weren't gonna leave until we got it right type attitude. And I think it's a combination of both. And then also, you know, being around other competitive guys on the team and stuff, you know, you feed off that, you vibe off that, and I don't know. I would say maybe it's a combination of everything. My older brother, we used to be competitive, I don't know.
Now, you talk about that competitive nature that your parents have instilled in you. Do you feel like as a player, you know, I don't feel like you get the national recognition. You obviously locally, but does that fuel you as well when you see some other wide receivers being talked about as the best in the game, and you're always one of those guys that are out on the outside looking in when it comes to the top wide receivers? Does that fuel you every single week to go out there and not only help the team but prove to the rest of the league that you're one of the best in the game?
Honestly, no. Into it. I'm more focused on trying to go out and win football games and let that speak for itself. You know, this is a team sport.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this isn't tennis or golf. The better your team does, the more success you'll have, probably.
Right.
I think it goes in correlation with those types of things, and that's where I keep my focus.
All right. Well, listen, go get them.
Yep.
And we'll talk. Well, go get them.
Are you starting your fast?
What?
Are you starting your fast at sundown? It's Yom Kippur.
Oh, yeah, it's Yom Kippur.
Yeah, have an easy fast,
yeah,
Bubs.
I'm gonna be fasting in solidarity with you.
No, you're not.
And how long does that fast have to go for? Could it be like 3 hours, or does it have to be a lengthy fast?
Sundown to sun up.
Sundown to sun up.
You'll never make it, Greg.
You don't think I can make it? I think I can make it.
Sundown to sun up.
Hey,
I don't do the fast. I don't do the fast. Of course, I got Avodah, work, and God put us on this earth to work for the glory of Him, of course. So if it has anything to affect your work, you don't have to do the fast. That's what I've been told by multiple rabbis. So I will be going to service tonight.
I'll see you down the street, Bubs.
I'm excited about that. Come into my sins. Let's go.
What is it going to be?
Everyone.
I hope people aren't bothering you at Temple for autographs.
Are you kidding me?
The
Facebook feed of everyone I went to high school with when Bub shows up at services is like every broad that I graduated high school with is like, oh, Julian Edelman was at service tonight. We took pictures all night. You're a good egg, though, Julian.
You guys, Shana Tova, have a good one. I'll talk to you guys later.
All right.
Yom Tov.
New York Jets.
Okay, that's Mazel Tov.
Yom Tov.
What is? Okay, all right.
Have a good holy day.
I mean,
Mazel Tov is congrats.
Can we get him some kind of a satellite that is attached to his vehicle or something?
It's the Bluetooth connection.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us, and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.